Live from the great state of Texas, welcome to the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. The show is live, so please comment during the show.
Each week, we empower today's homeschool families with invaluable resources. Texas Homeschool Convention is more than a podcast show. We're a vibrant community, a gathering of people supporting one another in the incredible journey of raising the next generation of world changers.
Now, grab a seat, get comfortable, and join families throughout the United States and around the world as we dive into today's conversation. Live from Texas is the Texas Homeschool Convention Show.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to week two of the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. My name is Chelsea Jobe, and I am your host week in and week out as we dive into all things homeschooling, all things convention, and we're glad you're here. How was your week? We are actually live right now, so if you're watching on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, drop us a comment in the chat. Let us know how your week was. We love connecting with you guys. You know, I say week in and week out, it's week two, which is exciting. But guys, we're not just a podcast show. We're not just a webinar. We really are building a community of families that are gathering together once a week for a conversation that we hope equips, empowers, and encourages you to keep doing what you're doing, which is discipling your family, homeschooling your kiddos, and everything in between. And so thank you for joining us. We do not take that lightly. And so let's dive right in. Wanted to give you guys a couple of exciting updates for things that are coming up. As you know, our team, we introduced you to them last week, are in full planning mode right now for all things conventions. And I get the exciting things of getting to share some behind the scenes. And so this week, we actually are in the process of finalizing our speaker schedule. And on Wednesday of this upcoming week, we will release part one of three of all the workshops we're offering. And so be on the lookout for that. If you're not following on our Facebook and Instagram, that is the best place to get up-to-date information. And so many of you have been asking for who's speaking, what are they speaking about? It's time. It's time to release that schedule. And so we are pumped about that. And so, hey, I have a special guest today. Her name is Amy. You met her last week on our call. But this week, we want to dive more into her story. I don't know if you know this about Amy, but she is a homeschool mom of three. And now she works for Texas Homeschool Conventions, and she helps us plan the largest exhibit hall in Texas for all things homeschooling. And we could not be more excited to give you guys a behind-the-scenes look of exactly what you're getting into, because we believe that the exhibit hall is like a foundational thing for homeschool families. And so we want to invite you into this conversation. And so with all of that being said, before I bring Amy out, tag a friend, let them know that you're watching, and let them know to come in and join you at the convention, because it really is life-changing. We're super, and I'm not just saying that, like, it's going to be amazing, and we want to see you there. And so without further ado, let's give a virtual applause, and let's bring in my friend, Amy Kemper.
Amy! Hi. Hey, everybody. I'm so excited to be here.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. How you feeling? You're getting all the jitters out, right?
I don't know about getting them out, but feeling a little jittery.
Well, hey, thank you for joining us. I am pumped to have you as our special guest this week to hear more about you, your story, how you got to planning largest exhibit hall. And then I know that you have a lot of tips and tricks as a veteran for all of us who are newer to this space. And so you ready to jump in?
Let's jump in.
Okay. Amy Kemper, who are you? Tell us about you. Give us the quick 30-second behind-the-scenes story of who Amy Kemper is.
I'm Amy Kemper. I have been married we will celebrate this year our 23rd year of being married to my wonderful groom, Steve Kemper. And we have three wonderful daughters. I have Amber, who is 19, Emma is 18, and I have Elena, who is 15.
Very cool. Very cool. Hey, I have someone in the comments. They're from Crowley. I live like 5 minutes from Crowley. So, hey, Sean Ray. Hey, Arts by Justin, Roger and Lori. Hey, Sarah. Good to see you guys. Thanks for joining in. Keep dropping where you're watching from, guys. We love this. Okay, Amy, we're going to have to out Steve here for a second. You guys have this unique thing about... She's like, what are you going to say? You guys have this unique thing about you that really I've been thinking about since last year's convention. You guys like exotic foods.
No, let's not say you as in plural. My husband hosts, he hasn't done it in a couple of years, but my husband hosts a bizarre food night And so if you've ever seen the show, Bizarre Foods with Andrew Zimmerman or something like that. So he hosts a bizarre food dinner at least once a year. And so we have people bring different kind of bizarre foods. And the whole goal is to stretch your palate. So
it's one way to think of it. What is the weirdest thing you guys have eaten apart as a part of this expanding your palate venture?
So there's an Asian fruit called durian, and to me, it smells like an eighth grade boys' locker room. And they say it tastes like onions and fruit at the same time. I don't know. I'm not adventurous. So I don't venture over into that area.
That's fair. I can smell the durian from here with that description. And all of you who have the eighth grade boy at home, like, you're like, amen. Yep, that's it. Okay, so you've homeschooled all three of your kids. Two of them are already in college and, like, doing awesome things. You've got one more that's getting ready at what? She's 2 years, 1 year away. Where's she at?
2 years away.
Cool. You must have been homeschooled if you wanted to do this, right? Talk to me about how you and Steve came to this idea of homeschooling your kids.
So the interesting thing is my husband and I, neither one were homeschooled. In fact, my mother-in-law is a school teacher or was a school teacher. And so neither one of us were homeschooled. In fact, when I was growing up, I was a preacher's kid. No one homeschooled where I lived. I didn't know any homeschoolers. And so before we got married, we knew that we were going to have two children and they were both going to be boys. So, you know, God has a sense of humor, you know, he always, puts his plans in place, you know, not ours. Right. Which has been a blessing. And so we decided, that we were going to homeschool. We didn't know what we were doing. But we felt that God was going to give us these blessings and that it was our job, to train them up in the way that they should go. And it was our job to guard and protect their hearts. And we felt very, that put upon our hearts very strongly. And so that is why we decided to homeschool. And I will say that we decided to take it one day at a time and 1 year at a time sometimes. But, you know, thankfully, God is good and was able to homeschool my two older ones all the way through and hopefully my third one.
He said, hopefully, because you're one day at a time, right? Just because you're 66% of the way there, you're not chalking anything else up. And like I love that, because, go ahead.
I was just going to say, like I said, you know, God's plans are best, right? And so my plan may be, let's just get through this day or let's just get through this year. God knows best. And so I lead or yield to his leading.
Yeah, that's great. And we have quite a few people tuning in. So we'd love to know, like, why you homeschool, right? Because for Amy, it's the discipleship first, right? Mm-hmm. I have a 2-year-old at home. So we're in the play part of homeschooling, right? Where sandbox and peanut butter kisses and all of that are right a part of the journey. But for us, it's discipleship as well. And so we would love to know why you guys are in homeschool, because everyone's reason's different. You know, some of it's spiritual, some of it's not spiritual, and you just prefer to educate in the house. But no matter where you're at, I think that's what makes our convention unique, right? Because we build our convention as a net, right? So there is the spiritual route, there's the practical route. We just want to make sure that you have the resources you need. And so, Amy, that's where you start to come in, right? Yeah. Tell us about your role, what you do at the THSC, and how you got here.
So let me just first off say, I have been a member of THSC since my oldest was 5. So it has been a blessing to me to be a part of this organization as a member. And we always thought THSC was here to help us if something were to happen, like if a crisis were to happen, they would protect us, which is what we do. But there's so many other resources. And so we have been a member of THSC for 14 years, and I have come to convention for the past 14 years. This will be my 14th year going to convention, and I love it. And so a year ago, I was offered this position and came on board, and you guys have tasked me with this great task of filling the exhibit hall. And I think with me having the experience for the past 14 years to homeschool, I kind of know what people are looking for, and I'm trying to really fill our exhibit hall with resources that meet us as homeschoolers, no matter your reason for homeschooling, right? So really working hard to get our exhibit hall filled with great vendors that will meet each of our attendees' needs.
That's really good. So you've been coming for 14 years, and yet year over year, you have found new reason to come to convention. Is that just because you're in need of new resources? Is it you need to be around like people? Like, what are your reason? What has been your reason, do you think, that you've come back year over year for 14 years?
You know, each year is different. So sometimes it might be, I need to change things up. It's just not going well. Sometimes mm-hmm. it is, I need the encouragement. But each year, what I go for and what I get out of it is more than what I was looking for. So I love the community. We have met so many people at convention and in crazy ways, you know, just striking up a conversation, sitting in the same workshop, going to the same booth and just meeting people. We've met people from different states that we would have never met before and have kept in contact with, and love that community building time, because we're not made to homeschool alone, right? You know, the whole big thing is you homeschool your kid. How do you socialize them? You know, that's never been a problem ever. Mm-hmm. And we're not meant to do this alone. So I love the community aspect that brings me back year after year. The encouragement year after year. I have had times, I'm not going to lie. I know no other homeschool mom has had this, but I just walked out the door and threw my hands up and said, I'm done. You know, I've had the time where I've actually piled all my kids into the car and taken them to the local high school and go, get out.
I'm sure no one else can relate to that.
No one else can relate to that. So I get it. I understand it, you know, but then I go to convention, and I'll never forget. I'm pretty sure it's the year that I just walked out the door and threw my hands up. I'll never forget that summer. We went to the convention here in the Woodlands, Houston area. Vody Bachum was speaking, and I was so encouraged. And he said, if you send your kids to Caesar, you know, expect Romans to come out. And I thought, oh my goodness, this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. And I got that from the speaker at convention, the encouragement that I got. Then, of course, the exhibit hall, you know, I can go into the exhibit hall and say, okay, this is the curriculum I'm going to use. This is what I'm going to do. And I walk out and go, yeah, that did not happen the way, you know, that I thought it was going to. And so the exhibit hall is just phenomenal to me, because I can find so many resources. There may be an area that my child might be struggling in, and I can't find any resources on Pinterest or online, you know, but I walk into that exhibit hall and there's someone there at that booth that is meeting me at the time that I need it. And, when I find looking for that different resource for them. So you just can't beat it. Convention is hands down the best, brings me back year after year. And I'm not just saying that because I'm doing the exhibit hall this year. I mean, I have been coming for 14 years.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And I think you said something super important. You know, today we're highlighting our exhibit hall, but you said like how you navigate the exhibit hall came from a workshop or came from a keynote. And so we know we have part of our audience who just wants to come for some free shopping on Thursday and all about it and love to have a big party. But when you're doing that, you're kind of taking one part of something that's been uniquely crafted for a weekend experience to really, like we said, encourage, equip, and empower. You know, you feel encouraged in the workshops, you get equipped in the exhibit hall, and then we go and connect you with like-minded people to empower you to keep doing this the other 51 weeks out of the year. And so, Amy, I love your heart. And I know the listeners are now excited to jump into the behind the scenes, right? Talk to us about all the things happening this year. And so, you know, 14 years you've been doing this. Jump in now to what is new in 2024 that we haven't seen before. Can you give us kind of a behind the scenes of that?
Absolutely. I am so excited about this year. So, you know, everybody always thinks curriculum, right? So we have this huge, massive exhibit hall. Let me just say, first and foremost, that going to Fort Worth this year, we have the largest Homeschool Exhibit Hall and in Texas. And it is amazing. I am so excited to reveal what we have done in this exhibit hall and who we've brought in. So, so first of all, everybody thinks curriculum. Okay, what curriculum is going to be there? You know, so just to kind of give you some highlights of some people that we have coming this year, we have Veritas Press, Memoria Press. We have AOP, we have Abeka, BJU, Sunlight. You know, we have all the big curriculums. We have the smaller curriculums. I'm just so excited for the different resources that we have there. Then we have this year our demonstration area, which I'm really excited about, and the throes of doing the programming for that. So we have some vendors that have hands-on type things and, you know, just sitting at their booth, you know, going through their stuff sometimes. Sometimes you just kind of need to get your kids even the hands-on. So someone like our homegrown preschooler is coming, you know, teaching us how to even just play with our kids. You know, there's so much to be, to learn when we just play with our kids. You know, how do we do that? How do we do that and actually teach them the ABCs and things of that nature? Mm-hmm. So having that demonstration area is really exciting for this year. Some other things that we have, not just curriculum, we also have things like Turning Point USA, thrilled that they are coming this year. They have Turning Point USA, TP Faith, TP Academy. So all three of their things coming in, and we're excited about that. We have American Journey Experience. So I am thrilled with this one because my daughter recently went to or saw American Journey Experience, and she said that they had a piece of history there. And that piece of history was a piece of Abraham Lincoln's coat that he was wearing when he was shot and still had the blood on it. I mean, okay, I don't know if I'm going to bring that, but I'm super excited to see pieces of history. I mean, come on. It's so exciting. We also have Kindu Kids. Kindu Kids, really thrilled about them coming. Kindu Kids, he used to be an illustrator for Disney and did Lion mm-hmm. King. So I am thrilled to visit his booth and even see him for some of our lunchtime entertainment. So speaking of lunchtime entertainment, we have lunchtime entertainment in our exhibit hall. And so we are excited to bring people like Hank the Cow Dog coming back. You know, everyone loves Hank the Cow Dog. We also have Trail Life coming. We have Rojas School of Music, Creating a Masterpiece, lots of different kind of lunchtime entertainments and just experiences that you can have for the whole family. So those are some of the things. We also have our college fair. Should I stop?
I mean, first of all, I love that you're just passionate. You're like, I will talk about this all day long. We have to go back to this. Wait, we're having an exhibitor come. They bring historical artifacts, which mm-hmm. I think you told me that they claim that they have something that came over on a Mayflower, the Mayflower.
Oh, yeah, a dead rat. Guys, if we have a dead rat in our exhibit hall, do I have to get that approved?
You know, I don't know if I'm the one that approves it, but I think it's approved because it's historical, right? We're homeschooling. This is education. That was a different time. That was before, like, Carnival Cruise Lines could get us across. But what I love is that you've kind of, like, you've built an exhibit hall that's not just for shopping, right? Like, bring your family along because every other booth is really an experience. You know, I think it'd be really fun to talk. Trail Life is sponsoring our Tim Tebow night in Fort Worth. And so we would love for you guys to come and be a part of that. But more than that, they are providing an adventure zone inside the exhibit hall. I don't know about you, but the thought of throwing a tomahawk in the middle of a room is just thrilling to me. And so they're bringing that whole thing. You can make ropes. They've got, it's all the woodsy things. So I'm going to stop there because I have no idea what follows that, but it's going to be a lot of fun. And so Amy, what I love is that you've built an exhibit hall. That's the experience. You know, mm-hmm. a lot of people think that it's just curriculum, went runny, all that good stuff, but no, it's really an event for the family. And so keep going. You're talking college fair. This is one of my favorite parts because it's a way to invite the community. And so talk us through that.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is our first year to have a college fair, and we are pumped about that. So a lot of families will come, and they're like, well, my kid's about to graduate. I don't know what to do. You know, where are they to go? You know, and plus two, college isn't for everybody, right? So we have a college fair that's going on that will present those gap year programs, different colleges and universities like Pensacola Christian, Howard Payne, Criswell College, coming just to spend that Thursday around the lunchtime area, 12 to about 1:30. You'll just get to go booth to booth, you know, visit these colleges, ask questions. In fact, that's where my older two found the college that they're going to now. It was looking for, okay, what colleges are there that are homeschool friendly? You know, that is a huge thing with our homeschool community, because a lot of people will snub their nose and go, oh, you were homeschooled, so you weren't really schooled, you know? Yeah. So, you know, it's really neat to see these colleges coming together and giving these opportunities. And you never know where your plan may lead. God may redirect. And so that's exactly what happened with my two older girls. So definitely come to the college fair. If you have a child that's coming up into high school or in high school, definitely visit our college fair on Thursday.
Yeah. And if you're, I think it was Sean Ray who said that her kids are registered in our teen convention program. You know, we're actually taking a slot out of that program to invite the teens to come into the exhibit hall as well. So make sure you get your teens registered, 13 to 18. For the teen convention, because it's built by teens for teens, especially homeschool teens, which is awesome. But then they're also going to get to come in and do the college fair. So all of that works really well. Now, Amy, we want people to come and shop and experience the weekend. Talk to me about the passport game, though, and how this kind of elevates it to a whole nother level.
So our passport game, every attendee will be given a passport, and you have a passport for each day. And on that passport, there will be certain booths on there. And so go to those booths, talk to those people. They will stamp your passport. And again, you never know where God will lead you and what you will be redirected. You may look at this and go, I don't need this resource. And then you come to it and you're like, oh my goodness, this is exactly what my child needs. So we've designed that passport just keeping that in mind. So visit the booths on the passport. At the end of our convention, we're going to be having a pep rally. And in that pep rally, we are going to pull winners from those passports. And so if you have completed your passport, you turn it in every day, it will go into a drawing, and we will have a huge drawing looking at, should we tell them? Or
we'll say it like this. Thousands of dollars worth of giveaways, yeah. And the grand prize may or may not be something to give you the homeschool room of your dreams at your house. Mm-hmm. So we'll leave that there, the excitement, the anticipation. But so yeah, I love the passport game, Amy. It's going to be super fun. Everyone needs tips, right?
Yes.
Walk them through the visual when they first walk into an exhibit hall this big, what's going to go through their mind?
So every year when I walk in the exhibit hall, I immediately, it's like a huge breath. Like I've just, oh my goodness. And then I get way overwhelmed. So, you know, first and foremost, don't be overwhelmed. You know, look at it as these are resources that I have in front of me. We are blessed by this, right? We have this freedom in Texas that we don't have to use someone else's curriculum. We don't have to use one curriculum, right? We can use many different resources. So look at this as, I am blessed and I have the opportunity to visit all of these booths. And yes, I know you mentioned free shopping. Free shopping's fun. You know, it's great. I'm a homeschool mom. I like to save money. I'd rather just, no, trust me, you will not be able to get through this in 3 hours. You need to really get your hands on these things, talk to these vendors, find out more information to make a good decision. So when you walk in, you are going to be a little overwhelmed. Take a deep breath and enjoy. Enjoy. Have fun.
Do you have any pro tips for how to navigate an exhibit hall? So once you've got past the deep breaths, what would you recommend? Is it do it all at one time and just like be done with it? Is it take it bite by bite? What would you recommend to someone coming in?
So me personally, when I walk in, the first thing I do is I just walk up and down each and every aisle. Just want to see who's there. what's going on. And then that way that kind of helps me to not be so overwhelmed. Then I take a look. This year we're going to have a convention app that you'll want to take a look and look at our maps, see who all's there, see what they're offering. A lot of our vendors are going to be doing some workshops. So go listen in on those workshops before you make decisions. I try not to make any decisions until at least not on the first day. You try to go the third day before I make my final purchases, just so that I have seen everything. Now, my husband, on the other hand, sometimes I have to think I need to take his credit card away. But that is my pro tip. Walk up and down first all. See who all's there. Another great thing to do that we have this year is our virtual booths. If you're curious as to who is going to be on our floor, you can take a look at our website. We have
I think we actually can pull that up. Production team, would you guys pull up the virtual booths in Fort Worth for us? And so, Amy, while they're getting that pulled up, so people can actually already go on our website, correct, and see who's on the floor. And then this year is unique because they were able to go in ahead of time, all of our vendors, and put in descriptions and videos and promotional things just so people can look at the vendor booths. Production team, I think it's that Fort Worth 2024 exhibitor link. If you could throw that up on the screen for us, that'd be awesome. Which, by the way, guys, we have a knockout team who helps us produce this show week in and week out. It's Spirit Media. They are owning the space of writing books, podcasts, anything. So make sure to give them a shout out and a follow after this. Amy, while they're pulling it up, we've got a few more minutes. Anything else you want to say to everybody listening? You know, if they're on the fence about should I, shouldn't I, what would you kind of sum up this whole conversation with?
Should I, shouldn't I go to a convention?
Yeah.
Is that the question? So yes, you should. That's your answer. Yes, you should. And you know, make it a family affair. My husband goes with me every year, and he feels like this is the time that he gets really, really engaged and involved, and he himself gets encouraged. So a lot of moms will be like, let's leave dad at home with the kids, you know, but no, bring them along. Homeschooling is not just about the mom being the teacher. Homeschooling is both parents usually. And so, and even still, it, you know, have the dad just come along to be encouraged, to encourage you, right? And know that you're not alone. So come, bring the family, get your teens involved in the teen staff. The kids program is going to be stellar this year. And so you definitely want to get involved with our kids program and just make it a family affair. Come expecting to find your community, find your people, right? I mean, you need to be around like-minded people and you will find them there.
Awesome. Well, Amy, I am so pumped. Everybody can actually meet you and see you. You'll be inside the exhibit hall in both Fort Worth and Houston. So make sure you stop and say hi to her. Thanks for being on the show. Yeah, and we will see you guys. We're going to let Amy go and then we will wrap up the show. Thanks, Amy.
Bye, everyone. See you in the exhibit hall.
All right, guys, that was Amy Kemper. Give her some shout out and some love in the comments. She is dynamite in all things she do. And so just to recap, you know, everything she talked about, the exhibit hall is really a cornerstone of our convention. You know, so when you're coming into it for the first time, it can be overwhelming, but the whole goal is to just equip you with the resources that you need to make decisions for your family for the upcoming school year. And, you know, something Amy and I had talked about behind the scenes was she's always been a check the box person, right? I need to do this and this and this. But after going to workshops and keynotes, her plan adjusted and she could go down to the exhibit hall and make the changes needed. So if you're like me and you're the type A personality, if I just need to check a box and just need to get something done, leave the checklist at home. Come and hang out with us for a weekend. We would love to see you guys there. And hey, we'll be back next Friday at 10 a.m. And super excited, we have our first keynote joining us. Melanie Hempe from Screen Strong is coming in to talk all things screens, her ministry of Screen Strong, and she will be giving us a teaser of her keynote. So make sure you subscribe, you like our Facebook pages. We've got so much information about to drop for you guys, speaker agendas, and all of that exciting thing. So once again, thank you for joining us. So appreciate it. Spirit Media, thank you guys for everything you do to power our show and our podcast. And hang out with us, because there's going to be a unique discount code for you to get 10% off your convention tickets. Guys, until next time, we'll see you soon.
Thank you for joining us on this week's episode of the Texas Homeschool Convention Show.
We hope you are leaving encouraged, equipped, and empowered to take on this week as an intentional parent.
Be sure to subscribe on YouTube and never miss an episode.
No matter where you are in your journey, we are here to support you. Make sure to check out our website at conventions.thsc.org. Come join our community.
Did you know that we host in-person conventions each year in Texas? Join us in Fort Worth, Texas, and Houston, Texas in 2024 as we celebrate 30 years of homeschooling freedom in Texas.
Use code SHOW10 for a 10% discount on your convention tickets.
This has been the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. Have a request for who you'd like to be on our show? Email us at events@thsc.org and tell us more. We always love hearing from you. We will see you next week.